In Bogota, Colombia, 14 people were killed and more than 60 wounded when suspected leftist guerrillas launched a mortar attack that coincided with the inauguration of a new president. Alvaro Uribe campaigned on a pledge to take aggressive action against Colombia's FARC rebels, responsible for four decades of violence. Last night, shells exploded just blocks from the Congress building where Uribe was taking the oath of office. From Bogota, Stephen Dudley reports.
It began like most inaugurations.
Juro a Dios y prometo al pueblo cumplir fielmente la Constitución y las leyes de Colombia.
A new president takes the oath of office in front of Congress and a dozen heads of state.
Y el pueblo os lo premien, sino que él y ellos os lo demanden.
But outside, something was going terribly wrong. This policeman and ambulance driver try to keep their wits about them amidst the chaos. Just a few yards away, a ramshackle house that street dwellers called home has been destroyed. Eight people inside are dead. 50 yards up the road in this, an area of abandoned buildings, drug addicts and alcoholics. There are several more victims. All of these people live between where the mortars were shot and the apparent intended target, the presidential palace in Congress where President Uribe was giving his inaugural speech. This man who calls himself Saul witnessed the attack. I was sitting right here, he says, pointing at a stool in the mud, when I heard the sounds of the mortars flying overhead. Two other mortars hit the presidential palace, injuring several guards. Around the city, it was more of the same. Various grenades exploded on the streets, apparently thrown from moving vehicles. Four mortars hit a military school in the north of the city. No one was hurt in the attack. But it was here, in the abandoned neighborhood just blocks from Congress, where the pain was being felt the most. Authorities were being tight-lipped about who may have launched and exploded the bombs around the city, but suspicion will undoubtedly fall on the guerrillas from the country's largest rebel group, the FARC. Suspected guerrillas tried to kill President Uribe by exploding a bomb during his campaign. Uribe's armored vehicle saved his life. In contrast to outgoing President Andrés Pastrana, who tried unsuccessfully for 3 years to negotiate a peace settlement with the guerrillas, Uribe has promised to beef up the military and police and incorporate as many as 1 million civilians into his war effort. He's fighting an uphill battle. Confidence in the government is at an all-time low. During his inauguration speech, Uribe hit the core of the problem without even talking about the day's events.
En nuestra nación han descendido la confianza y la solidaridad.
In our country, no one trusts anyone anymore, he said. And they trust the government even less. After nearly four decades of war, Uribe has the monumental task of restoring that trust. As the day's events illustrated, it will not be easy. For NPR News, I'm Stephen Dudley in Bogota.